From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. President Obama holds a White House meeting today with his national security team. They plan to discuss Afghanistan and options for U.S. strategy in that country. 3 months ago, the president's commander in Afghanistan called for reinforcements. Mr. Obama has refused to be pushed. According to his spokesman, there is too much at stake. The president is said to be considering four options. The White House is not putting out any details. A decision by Canadian military officials in Afghanistan has touched off a controversy back home. Detainees held at the Kandahar airfield are being offered swine flu vaccinations as of today. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
In Canada, the federal health minister is calling the decision outrageous at a time when there is a shortage of H1N1 vaccine back home and many Canadians are waiting patiently to be inoculated. In many provinces, there have been long lineups for the shot. In Ottawa, the Defense Department was quick to issue a statement saying that the Canadian forces are providing appropriate medical care to those in their custody, but no vaccine has been provided to any detainee. Military medical staff in Afghanistan sought legal advice on whether to offer the vaccine to detainees suspected of Taliban involvement. They were informed that under the Geneva Convention, prisoners of war are to receive the same treatment as Canadian soldiers. Those soldiers in Kandahar began receiving their shots about a week ago. Officially, Canada considers the conflict a counterinsurgency, which does not fall under the Geneva Convention. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
John Allen Muhammad was put to death last night in Virginia. Muhammad was one of two men convicted in connection with a series of Washington, D.C. area sniper attacks in 2002. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Muhammad, along with his accomplice Lee Boyd Malvo, went on a three-week-long shooting spree in Washington, D.C., Virginia, and Maryland. 10 people were killed as they went about their normal activities, such as shopping or pumping gas. Last night, Muhammad was executed at a rural Virginia prison after Governor Tim Kaine denied a request to commute the sentence. Muhammad's attorneys had argued that their client was mentally ill. According to prison officials, the execution by lethal injection proceeded normally. They say Muhammad had no final words. The prosecutor who won the conviction witnessed the execution and said Muhammad died peacefully, in the prosecutor's words, much more than most of his victims. Malvo, who was 17 at the time of the shootings, was too young to be sentenced to death, but is now serving a life sentence with no possibility of parole. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
Oil prices rose to near $80 a barrel in European trading today as investors mulled over rising U.S. oil inventories as well as a weaker dollar. Benchmark crude for December delivery was up by 58 cents to $79.63 a barrel in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange. This is NPR News. A banking reform package unveiled by Senate Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd faces political hurdles and an uncertain future. It goes beyond competing proposals from the White House and the House by calling for the consolidation of federal bank supervision under a single new regulator. NPR's John Itzede reports.
Dodd's plan would strip two important Washington institutions, the Federal Reserve and the FDIC, of their power to regulate banks. Both are fighting hard to protect their turf. Also under Dodd's plan, the Fed chairman would not be the top systemic risk regulator on the lookout for problems that could cripple the whole financial system. Dodd would give that power to the head of a new entity, the Agency for Financial Stability. Chairman Dodd says he's not trying to punish the Fed.
I don't see it that way. There's nothing punitive in this bill. I know that people think that. I really want the Federal Reserve to get back to its core enterprises.
Like conducting monetary policy and being lender of last resort. But Dodd has made clear he believes the Fed failed to regulate effectively in the run-up to the financial crisis. John Itzede, NPR News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Singapore to attend the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meetings ahead of the group's summit this weekend. President Obama plans to attend the summit. Today, Secretary Clinton said that the United States will not impose conditions on Myanmar to force democratic changes there. The secretary also said that existing sanctions will remain in place until the government in Myanmar makes meaningful progress toward democracy. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.